Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Now it's Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So, last night, the Rams defeated the Vikings in Arizona 27-9 to move on. The Vikings, their entire 14-win season just goes up in smoke.
That's crazy, right?
Crazy, dude. Crazy. That's it. I mean, woof. That almost feels like it should that feels wrong to what just happened to them. But
why you say that?
Well, it's just like, Vlad, how many 14-win teams they're punished with going on the road for an opening week? Like, that's really rare.
None. All right, it's the first time it happened.
Right, but damn, I mean, it's happened before where teams with winning records go on the road.
Hey,
not winning records, not 14-win record.
Well, I mean, the first one was New Orleans when the Beastquake happened. They lost to a 7-9 division winner.
Oh, yeah.
That's worse. After winning the Super Bowl?
Grabbing his junk while he scores.
Yeah, and then you win double digits, and then you still got to go on the road to... No.
It is official. The Cowboys are not bringing back Mike McCarthy. They will...
Jerry's nasty.
Why?
I said this before.
Why? Because he didn't let him
that,
interview?
If you're going to bring me back...
If you're going to bring him back, why not let him interview?
I didn't want to show my hand.
What hand?
The rich like to hold you up to a contract. So he just wanted to do it just because. You know, like, does Jerry strike you as the guy who's ever going to, like, just do you a solid? I don't think so. Like, why does he always get to these contract disputes at the very last minute? Because I'm going to hold you to it. A man's word is his bond.
What the hell?
What?
Wow. I'm surprised he made that much.
$10 million this year?
1 year, $10 million?
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Don't worry. That's got Raiders written all over it.
That's what I'm saying, though, dude. Someone's going to pay him. Someone. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but he can't give him a 2 or 3 year deal.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I
just told you 3, 105.
Yeah. I think that's probably the heaviest. Like, I almost would say, like, hey, 2 year deal. That's the most I'd go on it. Which those never. I mean,
he's still Sam Darnold.
He's still Sam Darnold.
He's still 27.
This is what we learned. Like, is he a full?
That's the thing. That's the one thing that piques my interest if I'm a team.
That he's still 27?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Because limited playing, getting drafted by the Jets is like going through some Thibodeau years.
Same thing with Cleveland.
Well, not as much Cleveland.
Same thing with Cleveland.
Well, no, because Baker has success. Baker won a playoff game.
And how did you guys treat him for that?
Yeah, and how many first round
quarterbacks? How did you guys treat him?
How many first round quarterbacks you
had? Sam Darnold had no success in.
No, he had no success. Only ghosts.
He had no success in New York or
Carolina. How about the fact that they were both in Carolina?
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
It was like the land of misfit toys.
2018 draft.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think somebody will give him a shot, but unless the coach really likes him and then he wants to trade the rookie, but I don't think that's what they're going to do.
No!
Usually a coach loves who he drafts.
No, they're not.
Thank you,
dude, keep in mind, you do understand J.J. McCarthy won the job. Hmm? So he was going to start in front of Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And why would you then keep Sam Darnold and get rid of the guy who was
won 14 games with him? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Get a hold.
So let me ask. No. What would you do?
I'd start the rookie. Okay. Because it's like if you think if that guy can do that with Sam Darnold.
How much money you got to pay Sam Darnold is the kicker.
Yeah.
Right? So if you give him 3 years, $30 million, you still going to have $50 million tied up in your one position.
The only thing that is the difference. No, but here's what I would say. I would say if you're going to do that, then you trade J.J. McCarthy, and then you probably can get. I don't know. I'm sure somebody would trade for him.
If you could trade for J.J. McCarthy, you could get 3 first-rounders because he would be the number one pick.
That's what they say.
But no. Because
that's because you love J.J. McCarthy.
No, that's not why.
I think it is
because nobody knows how good J.J. McCarthy really is more than my Minnesota Vikings. So if they do trade him, that means that they didn't think that he could outperform Sam Darnold playing the way he did.
This is the Alex Smith situation, is it not? Like, it's exactly the – I mean, it's not as
– No, but they signed – but they brought Alex Smith in, and he sat for what, 2 years? He played for 2 years?
No, I'm saying –
You're talking about Niners.
I'm talking about Kansas City Chiefs.
He still played 2 years. Was it 2 years?
He played 2 years.
With Patrick Mahomes there. Right.
No, but he was a draft – he was essentially a draft bust. He went to Kansas City. They won a lot of games, but they felt like they peaked, and they handed it over to Patrick Mahomes.
You think he was a draft
bust?
He
wasn't a bust, though.
He wasn't a bust.
He went to the NFC Championship game with the Niners.
Dude.
And then they replaced him with Kaepernick.
I think most people would say Alex Smith is – now you probably look at it his whole career, but he ended up on the Kansas City Chiefs. If he's not sticking with the team that you take him –
But that's because they went Kaepernick. They went cheaper with Kaepernick.
Mm. Rats off a ship.
Why? That guy's had no – wait, that guy was a quarterback for nothing but, like, teams with mostly winning records.
You think
that means something.
You think Alex Smith is looked upon as a successful pick by the 49ers? I don't think so.
Wait, if you take your team to an NFC title game and a couple of playoff appearances.
I'll give you the example. Jared Goff, Rams draft bust.
No.
Bust?
No.
Dude.
Super Bowl.
Bust.
Here,
nope. Here. Nope. Nope.
Let me clarify this. Sometimes people draft players on what they can do for their team, okay? It doesn't always work out. But if that guy goes on to have success somewhere else, he wasn't a bust. He just didn't fit what you want.
For your team, he's a bust.
No.
Noah Igbinoghi, right? Started this year for the Commanders, doing some good things. But will be a Dolphins draft bust.
He was
bust.
12 years old when they drafted.
Doesn't matter, dude.
But hold on.
Draft bust.
But if you had some sort of
you'd like, if I'm Chris Greer, I don't get to put that on a hit.
No. But here's the deal.
Is Baker Mayfield a bust?
If a guy goes on and plays.
Is Baker Mayfield a bust?
Baker Mayfield, here's the difference.
He was hurt.
Baker Mayfield was hurt. And they kicked. They actually made the bust with the free agent signing.
Right. Here's what I would say. When you draft a prospect, you're drafting him based on his abilities to play in this league for however long, right? If a guy goes on to play 10, 12, 13 years, I'm not talking about backup quarterback, right? But if a guy goes on to play in the NFL for 9, 10, 11, 12 years, that wasn't a draft bust. It means it just didn't work out for you.
Bust.
For didn't.
I just wanted to say that.
But dude, come on. If you take your team to the playoffs.
Think about this. So was I Cleveland Browns bust?
No. How many years did you play for them?
I played, well, the team moved to Baltimore and then they.
Oh, that's not your fault. Unforeseen circumstances.
So wait. Mm-hmm. So let's figure this out.
And in fact, they tried to replace you and they failed.
So was Brett Favre an Atlanta Falcons bust?
Absolutely.
They traded him.
Doesn't matter. Didn't work out.
That's not. See, you're drafting a prospect based on what he can do at this level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And depending on what the circumstances are with your coach or whatever, it might not fit what you're doing. It doesn't mean the guy can't play.
So totally.
Okay, look, Vlad.
No.
By your standards,
a bust,
by
a bust to me is Jamarcus Russell.
Okay, but is Sam Darnold a bust? He's a bust.
But look at the chaos that's going on.
It doesn't matter. Wait.
Was Aaron Rodgers a bust?
Why would he be a bust?
A free agent pickup. Like, is he the same as...
Come on.
Is he the same as...
I can't have this conversation with you.
Is he the same as Deshaun Watson in Cleveland?
No!
Both of them have had zero success.
He has four MVPs in a Super Bowl.
That ain't got nothing to do with the free agent talking
about.
Was he a bust for the Jets?
I want you to do me a favor.
Was he a bust for the Jets?
Yes, but he's not a draft... We're talking draft bust.
No, but you just said free agent. You brought up the free agent thing.
I didn't bring a free agent.
Yes, you did. You said Cleveland Browns with the.
I said Baker wasn't a bust because they went to go get Deshaun Watson. Like they didn't send out Baker Mayfield because of performance. They sent him out for injury and because they thought Deshaun Watson was better.
Okay,
they were wrong.
Here. You're saying Micah Fitzpatrick is a bust?
No, because Micah Fitzpatrick demanded a trade.
Okay, but it's like
he demanded a trade.
See, I look at
Noah
it this way.
Noah Igbinoghi is the better argument.
If every person you draft plays 7 to 10 plus years, if every single person you draft, you are a good drafter of talent.
Mm-mm. He's got to work out for you. Has to. Like, for example.
So then let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Is your quarterback a bust so far?
No. Not yet.
But he has to work for you. You haven't won a playoff game. You haven't won a division.
He's not a bust, but he's also not a star. He's just – he's like a lazy river of okay.
You got some –
But you saying Aaron – I mean, that was a ridiculous argument. I can't.
Well, he hates Aaron Rodgers.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
He won't tell people.
No, but I'm just saying you use the free agent thing with Deshaun Watson. And say, yeah, that was a free agent bust.
No. He was asking if Baker was a bust for the Browns.
Right.
And I'm saying no, because the circumstances
of him leaving.
And then
you said the bust was the free agent.
It was more of a bust.
Okay.
But I'm talking more draft busts. Aaron Rodgers, is he a free agent bust? Now he's a bust. But he wasn't a bust for pick for the Packers. That's a ridiculous statement.
Okay. No. I got you.
Now, if Liam Eichenberg goes off and becomes a Pro Bowler with the Vikings.
Yeah.
He's a Dolphins bust. I don't make the rules. It's just
but
what it is.
But that's not on the.
It's a bust.
If you're a bust on a team and then go somewhere else and have success, right? You're not the bust. The bust is with the organization and how they used you.
So yeah, Schmeith just asked a good question. Was Stafford a bust with the Lions?
No.
Why not? He went 0-16.
He didn't. You keep saying that, and no, he didn't. He was the guy they got for 0-16.
Oh, so they drafted him after.
Yeah. That's my
okay, but then right after that, they were what, 1-15?
I don't think you could be the franchise all-time passer and be a bust. I think them's the rules.
-1.
Wait, what?
Even though you had zero success.
You didn't win a playoff game.
Did they make the playoffs?
No!
Yes, they did.
They made the playoffs.
They did?
They lost to the Cowboys.
He's not a bust. He's not a bust.
But wait, so Stafford's not a bust.
Can I tell
Jared
you,
Goff
your bust or no bust rules are garbage.
I am the ultimate judge of bust, no bust.
I got some questions.
What are you talking about? It's very clear.
I don't want you judging bust.
You can just look at a bust and tell him he's a bust.
You're saying Jared Goff is a bust as a Ram.
Absolutely.
When he went to the Super Bowl.
If you are traded and ousted from a Super Bowl team, that automatically makes
but
you a bust.
But you got traded
for Matthew Stafford.
You got traded for another number one pick. What are you talking about?
And what happened with that number one pick? Won the Super Bowl. Not a bust. But Jared Goff, now he could go and prove them a fool.
Dude.
If he goes and wins the Super Bowl this year.
Dude. He's so busted. Hey, you are the guy. He's the friend that you guys go out to like a cigar bar or something and you sitting around drinking and smoking your cigar or something, and you the guy, the friend that everybody wants to kick your ass with your hot takes. This is ridiculous.
Dade South says, is Deshaun Watson a Texans bust? No. He wanted out. And then apparently, you know, was two out. But the football, when he was on the Texans, not a bust. Problem?
I don't understand, man.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I'm confused as hell.
Why?
Because you're like, yeah. How have you?
You don't get to just
How would you maneuver? How have you maneuvered your way around?
You don't get to just like. Here's what I'm just saying. I want to make this clear. You can't just erase your bust status. It's not possible.
What are you talking
about? Once you claim deem somebody a bust, they're a bust forever.
For a fan base, you're a bust.
We can't augment it?
No. No immunity.
You can't augment bust?
So
you can't expunge bust from your record.
Was Ryan Tannehill a bust?
It's a good question. I would say no.
Does he play for like 30 years?
He was fine.
If you're good enough to play, if you're good enough to hold a job in some capacity in this league for a long period of time, you're not a bust. It just didn't work for you. What about all those top five picks that 2 years? Then I tell you who's a bust.
Mm.
Rosen.
Oh, I mean, that's maybe the bustiest of busts.
No, he ain't more busted than
Jamarcus. Nah, that's the bark. That's
Ryan Leaf.
Josh Rosen was so bad.
Tim Couch.
Josh Rosen was so.
Joey Harrington.
Hear this out. Josh Rosen was so bad. He not only got ousted as being a number three pick. Okay, what was it? What was he? Number 10? I don't remember.
Here's one.
He was a first round pick. They ousted him for 1 year. They're like, woof. Went to the Dolphins for a second round pick, and the Dolphins played him one game and like, no thanks. That's two franchises.
Here.
That's more of a bust than Jamarcus Russell.
Here. Ready? Here's one. Trey Lance.
Bust. Of course.
Okay.
Zach Wilson.
Now, is he a bust? And here's what I get upset about.
Mm-hmm.
Because your franchise, the franchise you get picked by, trades a whole bunch of assets to move up to pick you. It didn't change your talent level, right? Just because they thought it was that important.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You call him a bust because it didn't work out. Maybe he never was that damn good and they were wrong in evaluating him at that area.
That's not how bust no bust works. If you get picked high and you don't work out, you're a bust. It's not their mistake.
By the way, it's not their mistake.
I like the game. I think that should be a new game now.
Just bust no bust.
Bust no bust. I think that should be a new Tobin and Leroy game. Bust or no bust?
We'll talk
about it. So wait.
Yeah.
According to you.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees was a bust for the Chargers.
No. No.
Why not?
Circumstances put them in a position to
get
a guy.
Wait. You have deemed what the circumstances
are. He had a good last year with the Chargers.
But why are you the person that determines what rules to apply for bust no bust?
It's my game.
No. We need standard rules because we've given similar situations.
No. I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to combine both of your premises. You can't be a bust if you played longer than 5 years because you're going to get what the NFL gives you.
If you get to a second contract?
Right. If you get to a second contract and you're part of the NFL, NFL's, you know, you're going to get
with that
checks,
team, though.
Pension checks and all of that. It doesn't matter.
No, if you go to another team, you're still a bust for your ass franchise.
So is Jadeveon Clowney a bust?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I would say so.
How about what's the old boy playing? He plays for the Saints now from Ohio State. The Russian. He got drafted by
Chase Young. Chase Young. Yeah, he's a bust. Yeah, he's a bust.
But he has that Jadeveon Clowney in him, right?
Yeah, but Jadeveon
Clowney. Like, he's dominant, but he don't really make no plays.
I think we all got fooled by that tackle against Michigan. Ooh, and that's
that
why we love Clowney. But
that was an assault.
But he's put. So let me ask you this, Tobin.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of expectations with you.
Mm-hmm.
But we put those expectations on these guys.
Okay.
They may never be that good to start off with.
It doesn't matter. That's what comes with the responsibility.
I'm going to tell you why. Because, like, in the NBA version, some people would think Joe Smith was a bust. He was the number one pick back in the days. But he played 12 years in the NBA, and he was a solid front court player. So is it expectations?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't live up to the expectations
I'll give
that
you a perfect
had,
guy.
We had of you, but you still played and contributed, are you considered a bust?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Michael Beasley, and I love him.
Right.
I love Michael Beasley.
Oh, yeah, because he was number two in the draft. That's different.
Bust. O.J. Mayo.
He played a long time, does.
O.J. Mayo. How long did O.J. Mayo live? 15 years?
Yeah, but he never was that scorer.
Because he's a
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Bust, yeah. Dude.
Harrow Minor. Bust.
Take a break.
Baby Jordan.
Back after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YouthandAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
First of all, you guys be careful out there in the mornings. We have had some dense fog that has not been burned off, and now it's mostly cloudy, right? It looks like it's going to rain, but I don't really think there's rain in the forecast. So, but just be careful in the mornings with the fog. Like, it's already, people can barely drive when it's summer. I'm tired when we get up in the morning and we add conditions to your bad driving. So be careful, everybody. Be careful. Now, as I open up the window plex and get a look, like I said, it's mostly cloudy. Probably like 70, 75 degrees. A light breeze. I can't tell you which way it's coming from because I can't see any planes. The clouds aren't moving, but it looks like, ooh, got one.
Coming
out of the east. The winds are coming out of the east. I would say 5, maybe 10 miles an hour, but no, nothing more than that. It's Florida, so I'm always going to say be careful with a passing shower, although I don't think it's going to rain. I think it's just overcast and cloudy.
As Josh Hart says,
he's right.
He's a golfer. He's right, Vlad.
He's right.
He's right. He's right. He nails this stuff,
hey,
man.
People think that I have it, like, I'm looking at. I'm not looking at nothing.
Oh, no, you're mm-hmm. not looking at nothing. You just,
just open the window.
Just out there on the course. Hey.
Y'all
should have
seen me at Live.
Live, Live?
I was
wearing your Live hat today.
I was throwing up grass.
Whose team is that?
Live?
Who's the Ironheads?
The Live Tour?
Oh, the Ironheads is.
Let me see. I can't think. Who's of on their head?
Is
Who's
it John Rahm?
It's not John Rahm.
Currently.
It's not Brooks, is it?
It's Kevin Na, Danny Lee, Scott Vincent, and I don't know this other guy.
What's his name? Let me see.
Jinichiro
Let me see.
Kozuma.
Ooh.
Junichiro
Kazuma. I think that changed, though. Is that a new roster? Is that how that works?
A new roster. They trade
players.
Yeah, they trade players. But Kevin Na being the head of that team is funny because it wasn't before. You know,
is that like making any popularity? Like, do you watch Liv ever other than when we went?
Liv's on the same channel as the Panthers.
But do you ever watch it? Like, do you ever
every now and then? I like how they do it. It's actually pretty cool because you have the team and then you have the individual. So that stuff's pretty cool. But the guys who, like, the reason why they need to work something out is because some of the tours let these guys still play for the major events because they qualify for them. Bryson DeChambeau qualifies for every event, every major event. Because he's still ranked top 10 because he won. Same thing with Brooks Koepka. There's a lot of guys from LIV that qualify. So if you don't do something to include them all, right, there's always going to be this problem. Well, I'm just going to get the big money and just play in the majors.
Right.
So you need to come to some kind of solution, but guys are being hard-headed. Like, I don't understand. Like, we live in an interesting world that you can have a profession. Right? Your job, and as you get into this profession, you want to make as much money as possible. And everybody on the outside will get mad at you for doing so.
Smash GC has Koepka, the Gooch man.
Oh, Gooch.
Jason Kokrak?
Kokrak.
Yep.
Big fella.
And Graham McDowell.
Graham's on. He's on the back nine.
He's on the retirement tour.
But he won. I think he won two at U.S. Opens. He's on the back nine.
I think we need a live tour.
No, I can tell you the guys that are in Phil Mickelson. He's on the back nine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think we need a live. But Brooks Koepka, he's still competing for majors. Bryson DeChambeau won. Yeah. Brooks won one. Bryson won one. So like yeah.
Yeah, when the best players went to LIV and then they started winning the majors, they were like, "Yeah, you know what? We need to talk to you guys now."
It right. was really like the whole event was a vibe. Like I will say,
it seemed really fun. The music and it's actually like the setup isn't bad. It's fun. It's everybody's playing golf at the same time. So like in a regular tour event. You have your block. You have a morning wave and an evening wave. So half the field tees off at 7 or 6:30. The other half tees off at like 11 or 12, and they tee off on both sides. So you can, you know, that's how they do it. In LIV, everybody tees off at the same time. You do a shotgun, boom, boom, boom. You don't finish on the same, you know, you don't finish like on 18 or whatever. But if you go to see a LIV event. You get to see whatever pro you want, and you get to see everybody if you sit on one hole. So that's the cool thing. I don't have to, like, if I went to a tournament and Tiger was playing here and I wanted to follow Tiger, but then Phil was on the back nine, like, no, I could stay in one spot and everybody would come through there.
We'll take a break. When we come back, damage is done, my friend. Mario Cristobal. On Cam Ward. That's next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room. We'll say what the damage has been done. Anthony Chang from the Miami Herald. We're going to talk a little heat with Anthony coming up in about an hour's time. Get what his thoughts are on all things Jimmy Butler. He's been boots on the ground with a lot of this reporting. So we'll talk to Anthony coming on up. But Leroy, yesterday was a busy day in Canes land as the Miami Hurricanes were introducing their new defensive coordinator, Corey Heatherman. And then Mario Cristobal spoke for about a half hour. And one of the topics of conversation was Cam Ward. As we all know, Cam Ward went through what seemed like very unnecessary criticism for not playing in the second half of the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Say that. Say that again.
The Pop-Tart Bowl. Here was Mario Cristobal when asked about the idea that Cam Ward quit on the team.
Well, I would give it clarity real quick. I'd say for sure a false narrative. Okay, I think what was very clear to us is that as we got closer and closer to game day, it became increasingly evident that Cam was more likely going to be the first player selected in the NFL draft. And that's when decisions were made that were best for everybody. And they played out that way, okay? And then for obvious reasons, we're not going to discuss personnel. We're not going to discuss game plan for anybody at any time. And I don't feel the need to go race to squash false narratives and a bunch of bullshit that people like to start, because that's their way of, you know, doing whatever their job is. So that's where it's at. That's where it's always been.
Okay, but here's the thing, Mario. In today's day and age, go rush to defend your guy. Go rush and say, hey, anybody here who's critiquing him, that's ridiculous. You can say that weeks ago when this whole thing was going around. You wait, 2 weeks to get to this point? You had to go enjoy Christmas?
Yeah, you have to wait till you get Carson back.
If I may, this whole situation is because of Mario Cristobal. And here's why. Because after the game, when he was asked, all he had to say was this. Hey, I wanted to get Emery some game time, real life reps. Cam didn't have to play. He played the first half. We had a conversation. I said, let me give Emery some run. That's it.
Yeah.
You take the reins on this, and but because you were so damn wishy-washy and trying to be so secretive of all the things you were saying, it raised more questions.
Those conversations are private.
Right.
The damage is done, dude.
Right. And now we're a month after or 3 weeks after still having the same conversations because there was never any clarity. You know when else there was never any clarity? When they didn't take a knee. It took 3 weeks to get to the bottom of it.
Well, they got a clock guy now.
But I'm just saying, like, nobody's going to think any less of you. If you just say, you know what, that's on me. We had a conversation. We decided to give Emery some run in the second half. I wanted him to get some live reps to see where he is.
It really is a thing of,
there's
like, I just.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't want to give anybody anything. And it's like, okay, but you're
making it harder on your guys.
Yeah, you're hurting your guy. Like, you're making anybody question this idea that he's selfish.
Hey, yo.
I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Oh, we just realized he was going to be the number one pick. You did? I don't know. Have you, you know, has anybody opened up a mock draft to you in the last, I don't know, 3 months? Basically, since the Cal game, he's been talking about as the number two pick.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He made it sound like that they decided he was going to be a number one pick at halftime. Right? Which is crazy in itself. And nobody would have ever thought any of that if he would have just said, you know what? I wanted to give Emery some run. That's it. It ain't on Cam. It ain't on nobody. The fact that he played a half, you guys should be grateful, you ingrates. That's what he should have said.
Shocking also that you guys couldn't, you know, stick with 31 points. That wasn't enough.
But it's just, it's amazing. Like, come on. Like, you ever have somebody and they say, I was trying to help you out, but it made it worse?
Yeah.
And I'm like, help me less.
Please don't.
Right. He didn't do Cam any favors. None.
Damage is done.
All right.
What's your damage is done?
On Friday.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
This Friday?
This Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big day?
Oh, yeah.
Anniversary?
You could call it that. A reunion of such.
NFC Championship game?
Nope. Oh. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm going to put this out there and say this. I don't know if the damage is done, which probably means the damage is done.
Oh, it's the damage is done.
I've never been
damage is done.
This interested in a player returning than I am Jimmy Butler getting back to the Heat, because I know Pat Riley, and I know Jimmy Butler pretty well. And those guys have been a certain way for most of their life. How's this going to play? And that's not even talking about Eric Spoelstra.
Yep. Who's basically been like so done with it seems like.
Right. Well,
for a month.
He just wants to coach and win games.
Yep.
May I suggest you play those young guys a little more consistently?
Kevin
Jesus
Love.
Jesus Christ, man.
I've been talking to you every break about that.
Can I just say this? I'm like, and I got nothing against Kevin Love. I love that dude. Has been awesome for all the right reasons.
Great guy.
His whole career.
But he's tired.
Yes, he needs a nap.
He needs a nap. Like, let him go find just like a day bed somewhere.
Right.
Give him an Arnold Palmer and let him kick back and relax.
You know what's funny about you guys? It's that all these great legends, and they are great legends, like Calais, Kevin Love. You all want them to just take a nap. Like,
not Calais. No. We need Calais.
No. He said, let Calais and let Teron Armstead just go somewhere.
No, Teron, I wanted to take a nap, Teron Armstead.
Well, needless to say, Teron might be in that Kevin Love category.
Well, then, therefore, guys, they are in the right state. They're in the perfect market to take a nap and relax. Yeah.
But anyway.
Do you think, what point does Kevin Love go to Spo and he goes, against Zubac, dude?
Yeah, you got to Bill Cartwright him. You got to Bill Cartwright him. Yeah,
Spo should have gotten out of that like crypto. He goes, right. I got three straight threes out of Kevin Love. Yank
Get
him.
Out.
Yank
but,
him.
But that's my thing. So, I
old
like.
Pump and dump.
I don't necessarily know if his damage is done, but the fact that we've been talking about it for the last seven games, I feel like there's something there. I feel like that somebody's not going to be able to, get the juice back. I don't know if it's Pat Riley. I don't know if it's Jimmy. I don't know if it's Spo. I don't know if Jimmy's going to be able to do it. It's just like.
Schmeathan says, what if Jimmy shows up to the arena dressed as an actual son? What if he's on the bet? What if he doesn't play and he just drinks Capri Suns?
Oh, you know he's going to have an orange and yellow hair, right? Fire hair?
Who knows?
We shouldn't feel this way.
What if he comes to the arena? It'd be an elite Jimmy Butler move. You know who runs the Suns?
Who?
James Jones. He should come to the arena in a James Jones Heat jersey.
Wow. Wait.
You want to know James Jones?
Interesting question.
James Jones in the Heat? 22. So everybody thinks he walks in and he's wearing a Jimmy Butler jersey. I bet he could pull the old switcheroo. I bet he could trick him.
That'd actually be funny.
That would be funny.
That'd be a good troll.
If Jimmy Butler, he goes, hey. You're going to hand me that 22, but it's going to say Jones on the back. And so Jimmy Butler gets introduced, if he does play, and he goes, 22! And it just has James Jones's jersey.
That's messed up.
Hey, question. Do they boo him?
Yeah.
I think he does get booed, and that's going to hurt me.
It's 50-50.
That's not going to hurt. Damn it. You think
it's 50-50.
This is let me just say
Tobin's
this.
Tobin's torn right now.
Let me just say this. If they boo Jimmy, mm-hmm. you have now decreased the 15% that I put out there to 10 on whether Jimmy plays.
So do you think Jimmy's gonna? They're supposed to cheer for Jimmy? There might be people that don't know what Jimmy's doing. They might not like Jimmy's.
Again, I understand what Jimmy is doing.
Mm-hmm.
My only problem is then don't say what you said before the season. And what does 2027 have to do with your money you're earning now?
I think Jimmy really thought that when he pulled the move. He wasn't going to be here anymore. And I think when the Heat, and to be honest with you, I think when the Heat suspended him the seven games, I think they were like, oh, we'll get him out of here in 2 weeks.
Well, listen.
So I don't know.
There's nothing worse, right? There is nothing worse than an athlete who values his talent more than anybody who would actually pay him. Right?
Timbo says they're so going to boo him. Turk says dead silence, crickets.
Oh.
Nah, they're going to boo him.
No, and you say he has to start.
What else are you going to do? He's going to come off
the bench. You can't run an organization like that.
I don't know about putting
You can't run an organization like that.
It's better off to start him if you want to avoid the booze because you got all the music and pyrotechnics going on. Because if you check
Do you wonder? You can't. Oh, my God.
Do you really want to put
Tobin, do you? So you're trying to avoid the catastrophe.
What do you mean?
So you're thinking of doing things so that you can avoid other situations.
I don't know what the catastrophe is at this point. I feel like we're already at the catastrophe. Like,
no, the catastrophe is putting Jimmy out there and playing 4-on-5.
We've already done that. We've been there.
No, so why would you? So let me ask you.
You don't want to see
wait.
You don't want to see one-legged threes?
I got this, Vlad. So, you know what the definition of insanity is?
Yeah.
Yeah, repeating the same thing over.
Right. So, you saw him shoot 1-for-3s and stand in the corner, and you go, then start him again?
I don't know.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
So, I'm just supposed to keep him on the bench.
I don't know. He earned it. That's what he earned.
Okay, but here's what's going to happen.
That's what he earned. I don't care.
We're going to get a LeBron is tired situation where people are going to get, where they're going to be like, get my joy back. Get my
joy back.
They're
going to yell that anyway.
No, but if he's sitting on the bench.
They're going to do that anyway.
I'm telling you.
My goodness.
The basketball can be the elixir.
Really? But here. Let's look at this from the standpoint of being adults.
Yeah.
And the only information you have is your recent history. Okay? Now, what you're saying is, Jimmy's going to come back. He's going to ball out.
Hard to say.
And what I'm telling you is, based on what you've seen, the history and recent history of what has happened, he's not. So would you be considered insane if you put him out there and he does the same thing?
One could say, yes.
Okay.
However,
okay.
He's a loose cannon. I don't know what he's going to do. He could come out there and try and, you know, maybe he's been bored all these days. Maybe he just wants to go kill. I mean, listen, they never beat the Nuggets. Never. So odds are he wouldn't have a good game anyway. But if he did, he does that, and then he stinks it up the next game. I don't know. Vlad, quickly, what is your damages done today, buddy?
Mike McDaniel.
Whoa. Oh. Well, that's a go. You know, we can go there.
Mike McDaniel. When we said the streets needed a body, I didn't think he was going to take out his own boy.
I know,
that's
dude.
Nasty work.
Wes Welker hit the bricks.
Man. Like, what did Wes Welker do to deserve to get it? Like, that's not the body I think the streets wanted. I don't think that. That's not what it wanted. So I was very disappointed to see Wes Welker go, especially a former Miami Dolphin legend, a guy that you guys – the organization let go too quickly, and then he went to have a tremendous career in New England.
Not a bust.
Denver. Not a bust. If you're third or fourth round, you can't really be a bust. You know what I mean? But that was nasty work. I didn't think he deserved to go. So,
I agree, man.
So it's just a lot of the drama. When you let the wide receivers coach go, and your number one wide receiver's been just in the news since the beginning of the season for other things than being productive on the field. Yeah, it's nasty work. So damage is done to Mike McDaniel firing his boy.
Al Macko says, what if we play Jimmy Butler 48 minutes? Go Tibbs on him.
So you say run him into the ground.
I'm just saying.
That's not going to help the trade value.
Nope.
Is he helping his trade value at all with all of this? Because it doesn't seem anybody really like making an effort to.
Sure doesn't.
To make a trade for him.
I think his hope is that the Heat just gets so exhausted by him, they take Bradley Beal. I think that's his hope. I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're done
getting it. No. I'd be mad at them.
I would, too. Take a break. Back after this.
Afternoons in the sports world are made better by Hawk and Crowder. Lots of football talk, Heat, Panthers, and Inter Miami, too. Plus the usual breakdown of culinary delights.